Welcome to your five for the day. I have recently been reading a book by a well-known preacher of yesteryear by the name of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. The book has the title, The Soul Winner. Having been converted as a boy of 12, Spurgeon had this tremendous desire to see others come to know Jesus as their Saviour and Lord. As a youngster, he started talking to individuals in a bid to share his faith, started preaching at a young age, and eventually became one of England's most famous preachers in the 19th century. Ultimately, he was to occupy the pulpit of a church in London called the Metropolitan Tabernacle, where Sunday after Sunday, thousands would come to listen to his preaching, with so many over the years becoming Christians from all sorts of backgrounds. Having seen so many people, or souls won for Christ, he wanted to share some vital thoughts on this subject to help guide others, so he wrote this book, The Soul Winner. One story that caught my attention was when he was expressing his concern that Christian parents should be burdened that their children trust the Saviour for themselves. He didn't want children brought up with Christian parents to think that that would assure them of a place in heaven. As an example, he told of a Christian mother who prayed for her daughter Jane that she would realize her need of Jesus as her Savior and that she would trust him for herself. As he told the story, he could never have known that in his congregation of thousands was a Christian mother with a daughter called Jane. This mother was so challenged that she went home, prayed even more for her daughter Jane, and shared her faith with her. Ultimately, Jane trusted the Lord Jesus as her Saviour, and her mother became a soul winner, thereafter pointing others to the Saviour. So why am I sharing this with you today? Well, some of you listening may be Christian parents who love the Lord Jesus and have children, one of God's greatest gifts, who as yet are not Christians themselves. They may go to church and are yet to take this step of faith. They may be totally disinterested in Christian matters and are living lives totally different from you as a Christian. On the other hand, they may be just indifferent to your faith, happy to live life as they see it, with all their respectability, without a Saviour to call their own. Can I ask you, if you are a Christian parent listening today, are you concerned for the eternal well-being of your child? Are you praying for your child in your private prayer times? Are you so concerned that you have shared your faith with them? Have you tried tears for your child in the presence of God? I know of Christian parents who are concerned for the willful behavior of a precious teenage child. First they prayed. Then they spoke lovingly of their concern to the child. As they spoke, they couldn't hold back their tears of concern. Thank God, that teenager responded, and a life was turned around for God, and the child became bold in testimony to the saving and keeping power of the Lord Jesus. If you are a concerned Christian parent listening today, why not attempt to become a soul winner in your own home, your own family? Keep praying for your children, and when the time is right to share your testimony with your own Jane, and set a member of your own family on their road to heaven. May the Lord encourage you and bless you as we thank you for listening today.